Hello everyone, welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to the voice note review for Leicester 1, Chelsea 2. The first one back after the international break, and it did not disappoint. Chelsea were in control of that game for extensive periods, including the first 35 minutes, before maybe having a little bit of squeaky bum time at the end. A great performance by the Blues at the King Power. Enzo Fernandez and Nicholas Jackson notching both the goals, both getting their flowers from everyone on the Echo in the final score show, as well as, of course, Enzo Maresca and clearly the fans in the stadium who were singing their name as the game came to a close. Some tough decisions were supposed to be made in that game, but there weren't. PJ Manuel definitely becoming under scrutiny for two big challenges by Leicester players, and it's going to be something which we're going to talk about later on in the show. But before we talk about that, let's head across to Dan and get his thoughts on the game.
So a win is a win is a win. I think the big talking point for me was the changes that Enzo Maresca made and really the performance of Enzo Fernandez. It was quite ironic, actually. I think back to the first few months of Enzo Fernandez's time at Chelsea, and one of his best in a Chelsea shirt entirely was at the King Power the last time Leicester were in the Premier League, and that was our last league visit. And I thought this was a really important day for Enzo Fernandez. He needs to start ticking along and putting in some really assured and performances of conviction, and I think this was one of his best Chelsea performances in some time. I thought the way he was involved consistently, his link up with Jackson, of course, scoring a crucial goal for Chelsea to get the points in the end, and really just obviously impacting the game in a way he needs to. There was much more verve and kind of direction and precision to his game that just hasn't been there. So given I and many others have criticised him, I think he responded in the best way possible. And flowers for Jackson. I love Nico Jackson.
Oh, Dan, don't we all? Because guess what? Nizar Kinsella, friend of the pod and obviously the big dog journalist for the BBC, did ask Enzo Maresca in the press conference, how far can Nicholas Jackson go?
No, for me, he's doing very well. We said many times since we start, I think he's working hard on the ball and off the ball. He's making an effort to understand the way we want to play. Sometimes we use him almost as a midfielder, dropping. Sometimes we use him attacking behind, like if you remember Brighton or even today. So it depends a little bit the game plan. But we are very happy with Nico in the way he's playing on the ball, but especially the way he's playing off the ball, the way he's pressing. And he's, in this moment, we are very happy and we are sure that he's going to improve and doing better game after game.
So, Nicholas Jackson for Ballon d'Or? Let us know, of course, on all our social platforms. Is he going to be going right to the very top, in the words of the great Harry Redknapp? Of course, there are other players that weren't featured in the game today where the conversations did head towards. Malo Gusto, obviously unavailable, apparently ruled out through illness, and Pedro Neto nursing injuries. This was later confirmed by Enzo Maresca in the press conference. But of course, we're not going to dwell on players that weren't available. Let's talk about the team that was out on the pitch today. And Tom has all the numbers. The magic man, Enzo Fernandez.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Enzo Fernandez. Rightly so, I think. He's not really been up to what we've seen with him at Argentina since he's been at Chelsea, largely. But today was more like it. Much more controlling performance. He kind of, you know, was in control of the midfield, I think, with Caicedo. That's probably the best maybe they've played together in a long time, maybe ever, actually. He got man of the match, and he obviously got goal and an assist, and created one big chance for the goal, created three other chances. He had 79 touches on the ball, 84% pass completion, also made five tackles. So all the stats you kind of want for a midfielder, he was there. And I think it was noticeable, I think, early on in the game that we were pretty in control because Enzo was there. Later on, I perhaps might have taken him off for Lavia to sort of calm it down a little bit when Leicester start going forward, but can't complain. That was a good performance of Enzo, and let's see more of that.
All the big numbers you needed to know about Enzo Fernandez right there from the stat shagger, Tom Masters. But of course, we have to hear Enzo on Enzo. What he's talking about, Enzo? That, you know what I mean. We're going to head to the press conference because this is what Enzo Maresca had to say about Enzo Fernandez.
Enzo did very well today. He's doing well since we start. The same one I said many times for Joao Felix. The problem is that depends on the game plan, we use different kind of players. I think today was the right game to use Enzo, even if it was back from international duty, international game. I think he did very well. I'm trying to convince Enzo in the way I tried last year with Ndidi, the Keenan, that attacking midfielder, they have to arrive inside the box. And the reason why he scored today, because he was inside the box. Otherwise, from outside the box, you are not going to score goal. And we are happy in the way Enzo is doing.
It seems Enzo is very happy with Enzo, and there's no nepotism going on there, just because they've got the same name. And me and Dan will always be the first to put our hands up, right, and say when we were wrong. Enzo Fernandez was fantastic today. But, as I said on the final score show, which you can obviously catch after this as a podcast, but if you want to go and listen to it on Twitter, make sure you listen to it when it's live straight after the games. I was saying that he needs to continue this form. So, will Enzo Fernandez continue to hold down the fort in midfield? Other than that, though, we do have some other things that we need to talk about, and that is, of course, PGMOL. Now, there were two very nasty tackles that were made in the game, as we mentioned earlier on in the show. Cole Palmer and João Felix, both sized down by Leicester City players and challenges which really should be considered red cards. But it seems that PGMOL didn't really want to do anything about it. This is what Enzo Maresca had to say about that.
What I think, and I said after Man United game, that when there is bad intention, I think has to be different kind of punishment from the referee. And I think Man United was bad intention. I'm not saying that Wilf was bad intention, because I love Wilf, so I'm not saying that there was any bad intention. But overall, when there is bad intention, I think that the punishment has to be different. It's not because we want just our players to be defending. It's for me, it's general. When you see any club, any team, that there is any bad intention for another player, probably the punishment has to be different.
So, that's everything you need to know from today's press conference at Leicester City. Chelsea winning 2-1 at the King Power, getting the result they need to stay in the top four race. Chelsea sitting third, and at the time of recording, 1 point behind Manchester City. So if all things go their way, who knows? Second place could be in Chelsea's sights. But that is everything you need to know from today's fixture. I've been Louis, that was Tom, that was Dan, and of course, the big bald man, Enzo Maresca. If you do enjoy these quick format pods, please make sure you share them with everybody that you know. And go, guys, look, you can get everything you need to know in at least 5 minutes. It's great. We don't need to go anywhere else. And you'd be absolutely right. Make sure you tell everyone about the Chelsea Echo. Give us a 5-star review and listen to us on all good audio platforms. And we'll see you later. Ta-da.